Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 75 of the Parenting Autism Podcast. You can reach us online at www.parentingautismshow.com or by email at parentingautism@att.net. And here we go. It's been a while since we've been on, and we're back. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, honey. Sorry. I'm like, Don't give me that look.
Hello?
Hi, honey. Well, listen, this is a Tuesday night edition, which we do not typically do a podcast after a long day of work, but it's been a month since we've been on here.
At least, I guess.
And we don't have another opening until like Sunday, I think. So I said, can we just do this podcast so we get one done?
We got to catch everybody up. So first thing I want to say, and the Lord led me to say this to somebody out there, this is for you, that comparison is the thief of joy. So I don't know who it is out there that needed to hear that, but you don't want to compare our kids to other kids, whether they're neurotypical or different. We don't want to compare. Our kid is our kid, and we're doing the best we can for our kids, and they will do the best that they can. That's all.
It's really wise words, and we've shared that before, and we kind of we do our best to live by that.
Mm-hmm. I was just supposed to hammer it home for somebody. I don't know who it was, but
can be hammering home for me too. Okay. Not that I've been comparing, but I do feel like we've entered this new season. So since we've done the podcast, Bryce officially celebrated his 8th birthday. And I really look at, we've kind of had the first chapter of ages 2 to 5, and then there was the 5 to 7 window. And I feel like 8 to 12 is going to be that next phase before we go
of childhood
to puberty, which I don't even want to think about that. I'm going to focus on the 8 to 12. And I just already in this month have seen things in a different light. I'm sorry, I got a little bit of a frog going on here. But I feel like we've had some positive changes, which I definitely want to discuss since we went to that doctor that's the holistic doctor, which we talked about on a prior episode.
Functional medicine.
Thank you. Functional medicine doctor. I'm not great with all those terms.
Yeah.
And we've seen lots of progression in a positive way with Bryce's verbal communication with us, with his comprehension, with giving us more words and details in his sentences. Mm-hmm. And it's been really, really great, and less of the more concerning behaviors. So that's kind of highlights there I want to talk about as well. And then we've been out in the real world more this past month than we have in a couple of years, I would say. And so there's been some positive things that have happened, and there's been some less positive things that have happened, but this is going to be life. And I feel like we're getting a real taste of what it's going to be like with Bryce, even in this new age and stage.
Okay.
Well, let's talk more because I got to clear my throat.
Okay, we're back. We had some tacos for dinner, and we don't normally eat dairy, so must have been the dairy that got us.
I think they added some cheese on there, and you're right. We've been eating a really clean diet.
Yeah. So that's what happens, people.
Yeah. But, you know, we actually had Bryce's ADP manager.
APD.
APD. See, I told you I'm not good. You know all this stuff. I don't.
Throw an acronym at me.
I know, right? So anyway, we had to go over his plan, and that's for his insurance purposes. And so I'm in charge of dinner on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I just said, let's go for Taco Tuesday, the local Mexican place. Yeah. Bryce likes the chips. And actually, he can have the corn tortilla with shredded chicken plain, and that fits with his diet. So,
well, we're trying to keep him off corn.
Well,
just to clarify.
I know, but
So
I have more leniency on the clean, and it makes it good. It's not gluten, and it's not dairy.
Marriage is a compromise, people.
Yes,
marriage
it is. A compromise. Now listen, this is, you got a lot of stuff going mm-hmm. on here. In fact, I don't want to ramble too much. I'm going to go into specifics here, but it has been, we had to have a good heart-to-heart talk last week, and we just have so much going on, and so we're just at a place in life where, once again, we need to pause, and we need to reassess, reprioritize things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talked about, let's make an absolute yes list and an absolute no list, and the things in the middle can either be on pause or, you know, swing them one way or the other. And that has to do with therapies. That has to do with a lot of extracurricular stuff. But parents in general have a lot to balance. But I just think when you're parenting a child with special needs and you're trying to give them every opportunity that you can to continue to progress, you have to keep some balance. And that's been kind of tough for us lately.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had a lot of contingencies recently. So, you know, our living room has been apart for the past 2 months.
We mentioned it last time, and you know what? A month later, the flooring is still not down.
Yeah.
Because
it's a long story.
Of a mystery leak. But anyway.
Yeah. We've had a lot going on, to say the least. And I think all of that coupled with all of the therapies that Bryce is going to, it just came to a point where we said, okay, wait a minute. We need to pause and regroup.
We did. So what we're going to do is really look at the plans and look again, you know, at our time and what does Bryce really need and want. And Bryce, again, I'm going to keep drilling this home, but he's 8 now. So I feel like we're in that new season and we can ask him now because he can communicate enough to tell us what he likes and what he doesn't like. Now, that doesn't mean he gets to rule the roost, but at least we can understand a little bit better what he likes about the certain therapies and what he doesn't.
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of working on that. And I don't know, it's just that's a lot that's been going on. But if I were to share some things that I wrote down here on my notes, do you have anything? I don't see any notes in front of you, but
I
like to have something.
You pitch it and I hit it.
Okay. That so type thing. I think
we mentioned that we went to see the autism doctor. So
yeah, take that.
You know, every kid is different and every situation is different, you know. And as we said before, the doctor said that Bryce is a very complicated case because of his history with his brain hemorrhage. And he doesn't want to rock the boat with any of the supplements that he's being given. So we are still having issues with constipation, even though we've upped the magnesium and we've started giving him other supplements in addition to that. So the good news is we got the stool sample off to the lab and they are examining it, and we'll have some more answers here in the next week or two on that.
Yeah, and it took several weeks to even make that happen because
we needed 2 stool movements within a certain period of time. If you ever do a stool sample and you send it away, we're using Great Plain Labs, and I'm sure it's this way with whoever does the sample, is it's very, I don't want to say complicated, but it is complicated. Like, you got to freeze one jar, you got to write down the exact time and date, and then you do something else with the other jar, and then you have to collect it, the other jar, within so many days and get it to the lab within so many days, and it's just, it's complicated.
It has to arrive but, on certain days of the week so it doesn't sit outside over the weekend. Yeah. It's been quite a process.
Yeah, so that hasn't added any stress at all. But
I know, we're like, just get it done already.
So I think what I was getting at is the supplements that the doctor has Bryce on now are probably not the same ones that, you know, other people would be on. because of our unique situation with Bryce. And so we are seeing progress, and we're excited about that. And I just highly recommend anybody that has the option to see a functional medicine doctor that specializes in autism, I highly recommend that you see one if you're able to and can afford it. It is very expensive, but, you know, had I wished we'd have done it sooner? Yes, I wish we would have done it sooner, but that wasn't God's plan. God's plan was for us to do the best we could up until, you know, our knowledge ran out, and then the plan was to see the autism doctor. So that was really God's plan, and that's what he gave to us, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, and, you know, this is, again, part of the reason why we have this podcast is that there's two opinions, and you have your opinion, I have my opinion. We meet somewhere in the middle for the same goal, but I am perfectly fine that we just went, because I really feel like we're probably learning more, and we were able to do a lot of the stuff on the own that he would have been trying to get done, and we were able to achieve.
We had already done a lot of homework.
And he was surprised and pleased that we had already got Bryce as far as we had.
Here's God's timing is, if we had gone to see the doctor sooner, we probably would have been questioning more what he was being given to take.
I agree.
And what it was all about. But since we've been in this for a while and we've done our homework, it was very easy to understand mostly what he was talking about and getting through that visit with a plan.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think had we gone earlier, it would have just been too much for me personally. Mm-hmm. So I think timing is important. Yeah, it is expensive, but it's hard to put a price if you know that you got to do everything that seems reasonable that you can do.
Yeah.
And we were at my parents' the other night, and Dad just said, whatever you're doing with him, I can really see the difference. Mm-hmm. And he called, since you've been feeding him oranges.
Yeah, you know.
Because he sees
what he sees.
Because we take his foods over there when we leave him and stuff, you know. But they're seeing the difference, because honestly, he stays very calm when he's there. When we come, he gets all excited and wants you to tickle him and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's talking more. He's interacting with them more.
You know what sticks out to me is, going back to that doctor, is that I think I remember him saying, you know, you can have him in all these therapies, the speech and the OT and whatever else, and it's only going to do a limited amount of good if his body isn't prepared to receive it, you know?
Right.
So you got to get his body working. You got to get the brain working. You got to get the gut working. And then the therapies will be better received, and he will benefit more from those therapies. So that stuck with me.
I like that. And I'm glad you brought that back up, even for me, because as we're looking at these therapies, and we've been getting really good reports when we pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't remember the last time that there was even something like he was, you know, not with us at all. Like,
oh, true.
ADD
true.
And
they
stuff.
Haven't
so,
said that.
No.
So sometimes I would say, you know, 50% of the time maybe before they would say, well, he just wasn't here.
It took us a while to get him to even focus in. And so, now I'm hearing positive things.
He does
every
seem
single
to have
time.
More focus.
And when I ask him today, so how was therapy today? It was perfectly super. So I'm like, great. You know, he's using these big words that he even, what do you tell me? I missed you superly much, mommy. Like, he's trying to just like get these
adjectives,
his own adverbs and adjectives and stuff. But that's so great that he's trying that. And believe me, Bryce is still complicated to understand if you don't know his lingo and what he's referring to, which that's something we're definitely working on. So we kind of can all be clued in. But he's just doing really, really well and giving us more
and
words.
And he's not going upside down and
not nearly
all
as
that
much
kind
as
of
he
stuff,
was before.
As much as he was before.
Yeah, we use the machine sometimes that we bought that and inversion machine.
And I think,
but not every day.
The stemming is about the same. So, yeah. But you know, I'm reading a book now that says the time of healing takes as much time as like the past. You know, it took years for us to get to this point. You know, and then, you know, we're trying to heal his gut. We're trying to heal his brain.
Yeah.
And that takes a long time. You know, it's not going to happen overnight.
True. And, you know, I was talking to Miss Melanie, who's his ABA tech. And we have in his plan about stimming. And we've always said, you know, we don't want, it's for Bryce, his stimming is primarily jumping up and down.
And flapping.
And flapping, not his hands in front of his eyes for movement, just up and down excitement. That's what it is. He's very happy and excited. That's what he does. But he does it to a point that he overheats, he overstimulates. He's done that since he was two. But we didn't want to squash his joy because he's such a joyful, happy boy. So we had told her, she goes, well, maybe I can start to work on it a little bit, you know, and maybe try to redirect him to like maybe clap or do something else, which we tried that a couple years ago. So she did tell me the other night, because she said something to him like, Bryce, would you rather clap? And then he just kind of gave her the stink eye. And she goes, he doesn't like it when I tell him that. So I said, well, then don't push it.
Right.
If he's not being receptive
Let
to
him be
it,
happy.
Then don't push it and, you know, work on other things, because he listens to her so well. In fact, I think we had mentioned that one of his new anxiety tics was to take his shirt and twist it into knots.
Yeah.
So she started working with him on that. And he independently said to her the other night, Miss Melanie, I'm not twisting my shirt. And I don't know if he said, did you see that or something? But he wanted her to acknowledge that. And she goes, I noticed that, Bryce. That's so good. Now, granted, he replaced that with a different behavior. And he started licking his lips to the point that he chapped the upper and the lower lip.
I think he's done with that now.
But he has stopped that because I kept taking my finger and interrupting it and pointing out to him, you don't want to do that. It's going to hurt your mouth. So he has to have some stim. It just redirects.
Here's the man-woman point of view on the lips.
Right.
So, Sandy, I don't know. You were leaving one day and
I had to go to Indiana.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, hey, she's like, hey, if he does that with his lips, just put your finger in front of his tongue or whatever so he stops doing it, and tell him to stop doing it. I'm like, yeah, okay. And, you know, I'm not around him 24/7, and I'm not going to be the lip police, right? So the guy way of doing that is, okay, he's going to do it by himself until it gets raw, and then he won't do it anymore because it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's what you said.
But in any case, it stopped happening for whatever reason.
Either because it was raw and he was in pain, or because I kept putting my finger in there to interrupt it and bring his attention to it.
So he stopped that. And, you know, he stopped twisting his shirt.
Yeah, he did.
At the same time that we started giving him these supplements. So he stopped biting his nails. He's not twisting his shirt. He's not
biting his hair still a little bit, but it's definitely better.
That's better.
Definitely better.
That department is better.
It is. You know, and I do think having us and Melanie to help point these things out to him and give him replacement behaviors is good, but I think it's a big combination of all of that.
SIBs are
minimal.
Few and far between.
Yeah, I've only had one in this month.
And we think the diet change was the big one on that, but I'm sure the new supplements have helped with that as well.
Yeah. It's certainly not hurting.
Yeah.
So that's good. So, okay, so this past month, right before we left, I'm sorry, right after we recorded the last podcast, we went on a 2-week getaway.
Right.
It's kind of locally, but Chris's brothers, they come down from Maryland with their wives, and it's nice. So we can spend 2 weeks with them at the same place. We have a condo that my brothers were able to get that, and it has 3 bedrooms, and it's perfect for our family, and we really get quality time. And so they were here earlier in the year, and we were able to get them to come back again, which was great. So they even saw big changes in Bryce in 6 months. But Bryce, we've mentioned Auntie Sue several times because she's a celebrity in our house. And ever since they came in this past March, her and Bryce played together twice a week faithfully on Sundays and Wednesdays. And they would FaceTime and play their games together. So we were a little concerned about, like, well, how's this going to go when she's here live? Is he going to want her 24/7? Is he going to want her full attention?
Which he would have if he could have.
He would have if we could have. So we knew we had to put in some boundaries and parameters. And he, I wrote down notes here, but, like, while she was here, there were some things that we weren't sure if he was really trying to control her, or was he trying to protect her, or what was it all about? Because I would say a lot of his behaviors that we had to record tied to Auntie Sue in some way. And it was really him trying to work through something different, because he sees her almost in the same light that he sees me. So he was very protective of her. Mm-hmm. And where we stay is a condo with an elevator, and Bryce is loves elevators. But I will say that his obsession level has improved. Like, we don't have to do it all the time, and we don't have to tour every floor. He wants to do some things. But one day, the elevator button wasn't working right. Mm-hmm. And I think they actually told me that they got stuck in it temporarily, and then it started again. So I really think Bryce was afraid that Auntie Sue was going to get stuck in the elevator and he wouldn't be there to protect her. Mm-hmm. So if she went down before he did, yes, he wanted to control her. But when we started talking it out, we said his first question he had for her was, who pressed the button? And then when she said that she didn't and that Uncle Craig did, it was like he was relieved and that was okay, because then he knew that she was safe. He was afraid if she pressed the button, he would get stuck. These are the mind games that we have to play with Bryce and figure those things out, because I don't think it's all control. Is it some of it? Yes. He even said, I want to control her. Okay. So that was pretty plain, but I don't know if it was so much that he understands trying to control versus to protect. And there's like a blurred line there. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting, you know, and overall it went really well. And we're actually scaling it down a little bit to once a week now instead of twice a week, because he's doing some FaceTime with one of his best friends that's his age and they play together. But we're having to really monitor that as well. And these video games are addictive for adults and for kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I get it and I've seen it. And we're just, you know, we're the parents, so we have to put some controls in there. But we also know that there's benefits from it with Bryce and social, if he is truly interacting with other people. So just finding that happy balance. And
we're concentrating on reducing screen time. Major. So it's absolutely a no-no during mealtime now. And you know that article I sent you?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you'll remember, but the lady was really clever. She took her son's iPad and she made two folders. Do you remember what the name of those folders were?
Yeah, one was about learning and one was just for fun, basically. Like, one was educational and the other one wasn't. And I can't remember how she titled them.
Basically, one was good for his brain and one was not good for his brain.
I think she put food for the brain and junk food for the brain.
Junk food for the brain, good food for the brain, something like that.
Yes.
So they went through their apps together. Mm-hmm. And she would ask, is this one good food for your brain or junk food? And they sorted them into the different folders. And she said that made a real impact on her son when she did that. And so I thought it was a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
And when we explained it to Bryce, like, you know, this game that you're playing, it's not like an educational game. So it uses the brain cells or something like that.
Yeah, I used the word kills your brain cells, which I probably shouldn't use the word kill.
No, that was then nah, he's like, not a good one.
Where do they go to heaven? Where do my brain cells go?
Right, you know, literal.
But then I reworded it and I said, well, I used the wrong word, Bryce. It's like when you run out of energy or your battery runs out of energy, your brain cells run out of energy. Mm-hmm. And so that's why you can only play for so long. So, you know, if you play for more than an hour, then all your brain cells, they're going to be gone. And then you have to rest so that you can have more brain cells the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to use a lot of logic with him. Even with his foods, we in supplements, we will explain why he can and cannot have certain things. And I figure he responds well to that. And he wants to do what is well for himself.
Yeah. Like, know? For instance, today, you know, we're having trouble with his bowel movements. So he's like, We had a discussion yesterday. He's like, Daddy, why am I eating oatmeal? I don't like oatmeal. But when he goes to eat it, he likes it.
Right.
He tells me he likes it every time he goes to eat it. So I said, well, you're not pooping, so you got to eat oatmeal until you poop. So he ate the oatmeal yesterday, and he had to go. And so today at lunch, I made his oatmeal for him, and he's like, Daddy, why do I have to eat my oatmeal? I said, well, did you poop today? No. And I said, well, then you got to have oatmeal. And so he's like, okay. So he didn't give me any grief about it.
Because he understands
why. He understands the concept, right? And it tastes good. I don't know why he always says,
honestly, I think that he had at one time where it did not taste good.
He must
and
have.
His mind goes back to that plain oatmeal every time. And then you got it. Then, like, he gave me the big grief, and then you came in and took a spoonful and put it in his mouth, and he didn't even complain.
He started
feeding himself. I'm like, that was after five
That's
minutes
what I'm
of
saying,
complaining.
Right?
But then I'm like, his mind goes back to that bad experience every time. And then we get him over that. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I do like that. But the next day, you're back to, I don't like oatmeal. So
we give him organic oatmeal that we found at Sprouts. It's a grocery store chain here. And we put organic blueberries in it. And we use organic honey as the sweetener. So he likes it.
It is good.
Yeah.
All right. So you mentioned Sprouts. So I'm going to come in with a story about Sprouts.
Okay. And then remind me the story about aliens.
Well, that's it. I was going to share.
Oh, is the Sprouts
story.
So
let me...
Well, should I...
Let me back up a little bit because you didn't even know what was going on. So it kind of like will bring the listeners in that way.
Okay.
And then you can say where you are. So while we were at the condo with family... Bryce's Uncle Keith was watching the Sci-Fi Channel a lot. And so one day I came in from the other room and Bryce was sitting on the couch with Uncle Keith and they're watching the movie Aliens.
Great bonding moment.
Yeah. And honestly,
it was, right?
It was, which is why I allowed it to happen because I was gauging Bryce's reaction. And honestly, I'd never watched the movie. I knew of it, but I don't watch that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so
scary.
It was toward the end. They must have been watching for a little while, but there's a little girl, for those who don't know, and she gets abducted by the aliens. And so the superhero, you know, Sigourney Weaver, she's trying to get her out. So this is where we're at. And there's an elevator that they have to go down to go back into the spaceship to get the girl. And there was a loudspeaker that came over and said, in 30 seconds, this building, or it's going to leave and the building will explode,
right,
basically.
Something like that.
And it kept counting down. So they had 3 minutes and then they'd tell again how much time was left and how much time was left.
So
and I knew it'd be a happy ending and that the girl got rescued.
Yeah, but you didn't say anything to him, did you?
To Bryce?
No, to Keith.
To Keith. He asked me, well, okay, so I only said, we are going to have a happy ending, correct? Because he kept going, well, we'll see how it ends. I said, we are going to have a happy ending, correct? And then he goes, yeah, it wouldn't be much of a movie if we didn't. I said, I just want to make sure that we're going to have a happy ending because that will not go well.
But so there was a part that came up that was really scary.
It was graphic.
Yeah.
I mean, like visually.
Well, with the aliens
exactly.
Stuff like that. I'm like, Keith. He can't be watching this kind of stuff, you know. He'll think about this later, and you know, there's monsters, there's alarms going off, and he's like, "What do you mean? What do you mean?" It's, you know, he didn't think anything of it, really.
He didn't.
And I don't know. There may have been a word or two in there.
No, there was no language.
No language.
No.
I'm like, this must be rated R because of the graphic violence,
correct,
right?
Correct.
And I'm like, he should not be watching this. And I said, you know, he should be, a movie that he would watch would be like the Paw Patrol movie. We're talking about the Paw Patrol movie. And he's like, well, this is like the same as the Paw Patrol or something like that. And I'm like, you don't understand. This is going to come back to haunt us. You know, maybe days or weeks or months later, you know, and so me and my brother got into a discussion, you know, a kind of heated discussion because he wasn't getting it and I knew the repercussions. So
that's true, which is why I didn't have that conversation because,
yeah,
you know,
and I think,
it wasn't my place to have it, but yeah, it was definitely my place to monitor. And I did tell him it is true that this will probably come back at some point. I don't know if it will be in a day, mm-hmm, or if it'll be in a week, or if it'll be in a month, or even a year. But at some point, I have a feeling this will come back up in some way.
I took him out of the room at that point. I don't think he
watched. This is when he was watching it for the second time.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I didn't know that there was another time.
Well, the time that I watched it with him. So when you were seeing it was that they play the same movies every day.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Ugh. Unbelievable. So, anyway. So this is how many weeks later after the...
So it would be, I would say, a solid two.
2 weeks.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks after...
And remember, Chris had not watched any of the movie except for like
the one part where I said he couldn't watch anymore.
Yes.
So we're in Sprouts 2 weeks later. And keep in mind, and I know there's parents out there that know about this stuff, there was no mention of the movie. There was no talk about this movie at all, nope. not a blip on the radar. So we're in Sprouts, we're getting a few things, and somebody comes over the loudspeaker, you know, so-and-so needed an aisle 4 or whatever it was. And Bryce says, "What did they say?" I said, "I don't know, they just said something over the loudspeaker." And we're in line at the cashier. So it's our turn to get up to the cashier. And, "Hi, how are you doing today?" The cashier's, you know, just saying, "Oh, we're good, we're good." And Bryce goes...
I wrote it down.
Yeah, what do you say?
"This place will be destroyed and blow up."
Yeah, this building's going to be destroyed, he says. And the cashier looks at him, and then he follows it up like, "They're going to blow up this building." Thank God that this cashier was cool and nonchalant
and didn't think you were afraid of.
Yes. I'm like, I hope I don't look like a bomber. I'm buying groceries, you know, and she was very lighthearted about it. And so, I'm like, Bryce, what is that all about? We're leaving the store. I'm like, "What are you talking about, Bryce?" And there was.
He didn't say
tight-lipped,
anything. Right.
Tight-lipped. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there thinking, what the heck is, what's that all about? I don't even understand. I couldn't even put the speaker announcement together with the bomb. So.
You sent me a text.
Yeah.
To work saying, "Remind me to tell you about Bryce saying that the store's going to blow up."
Yeah.
So I get home. I knew what it was. Well, I didn't know. Yeah. And then you told me the details in this.
And I still didn't know.
And the speaker and the announcement. I go, "Uh-oh." I said, "That's from Aliens." He goes, "You're like, what?" So I take Bryce in the other room. No, it was at bedtime that night.
It was at bedtime.
So yeah. I say, "Hey, buddy, Daddy told me what you said at the store when they came on the speaker." I said, "Why did you say that?" He said, "Aliens." I said, "Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, is aliens real or pretend?" He goes, "It was pretend." I said, "Right. So if you hear an announcement in a store, are they really going to blow up the store or is that just pretend?" "Oh, it's just pretend." "Okay, let's make sure."
Oh my goodness.
Do that again.
Talk about the, what's he call it, the whack-a-mole?
Yeah.
Oh my
goodness. And you
goodness.
Got blindsided.
Oh, that was a total blindside.
No,
I'm like, what is going on here with my son?
Oh my goodness. So.
There was no stress there either, by the way. That was stress-free shopping
Poor Chris. We've had a lot of stuff going on, you know, like those kind of things. I'm like, is this just like what it's going to be like at age 8?
Yeah.
So then he told us, okay, so during those same 2 weeks that we were away with the family, we would go out to dinner and Bryce would be asking, "What time do you close?" Mm. When we come in, he would ask whoever was seating us, because and we ate out almost every night because... That's what they like to do.
Yeah. So we would feed Bryce before we left.
So he stuck to his diet. Like,
yeah.
When we did the Indiana trip, I only gave us like a C minus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give us like an A minus this yeah. time. We did yeah. really, really well.
And if he
well.
Didn't get dinner before we went out, he would just have a chicken breast or something.
Yeah, we would figure out something.
We did a good job.
We did.
Pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
Pat yourself.
Okay, I am. Good. Thank you. That was good. I can't reach you, so I had to do it myself. So anyway, so he would start asking that. And it was happening multiple times. He'd be like, what time do you close? Well, what happens when you close? What happens to the doors when you close? So then we're like, what are you afraid of? You know, we'll get trapped. No, we're not going to get trapped. And then, of course, every waitress was different. Oh, no, we'll still let you out. Don't worry. We'll just lock the door, you know. And then we're like, oh.
So, I know we had at least one give us a look like, what is your kid talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah. We get looks now. So, you know, we're like, okay. So finally, we had to have the conversation of, buddy, we are not going to get trapped in stores. I mean, he was afraid to go into Home Depot with us.
It was legit scared.
In restaurants with us. And it was becoming frequent. So I think we had one conversation with him. And I said, why are you so afraid of being trapped? Again, we get bedtime talks. We get a lot out of him. Because mm-hmm. I guess he's not distracted and he's reflecting on his day and he gives us answers, but he will now say that he has a dream TV. Mm-hmm. So if he has dreams, they come on his dream TV and, you know, we'll ask, well, what's going to be on your dream TV tonight? And we're trying to tell him to have good dreams, which we pray for every night. So he told me that on his dream TV that he was in Aldi's and that there were lasers shooting at him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that came from. Aldi's laser shooting could be lasers on a video game. I mean, I tried to say, where did you see lasers before when it wasn't on your dream but TV? But I got nothing.
We must have been there close to closing time.
Maybe. Or we've said before, like you've gone to the store before 8 and he'd be afraid that you were going to get trapped in there.
But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But it was Aldi's.
But anyway, he had a bad dream about it. So once I got that out of him, you know, then again, we can go back to dreams aren't real. This is mm-hmm. pretend. We're not going to get trapped. And like he didn't ask tonight when we went out for Taco Tuesday.
I think he's past it now.
I think he's past it now too because we yeah. were able to
explain it
and diffuse that anxiety. And that's what yeah. we do. It's like again, the whack-a-mole comes mm-hmm. up, goes down, comes up, goes down. So we had that about the trapped.
You talk about the dream TV.
Yeah.
So yeah. He's, you know, we're trying to get him to go to sleep by himself in his bed without us having to be there when he falls asleep. But it's a hit or miss thing right now. And so I was in there the other night and I said, he's asking me. That's when he asks us all these questions, too. So he's yes. asking me 100 questions. I said, okay, Bryce. I said, I'm tired. I'm going to turn my dream TV on and I'm going to sleep. And he's like, what's going to be on your dream TV? I said, well, I'm going to dream about me playing the guitar and you playing the drums. And he's like, oh, okay. I said, what's going to be on your dream TV? He says, I think it's going to be you playing guitar and me playing the drums, and I'll be available. And so I didn't really get it at first, but as I thought about it, he meant like, it'll be like a video game in his dream where he'll be available to play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Because he does a lot of joint playing now with the screens.
Cute.
Yeah. That was very cute. Yeah. And another cute thing with trying to get him to go back into his room by himself since we've come back from vacation.
Yeah.
Was we started offering the money again.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're starting out with one amount and then he wanted $2. So he on his own the other night said, so, if I sleep in my bed all night by myself, then I can charge you $3. Right? He says, yeah. I'm like, charge you $3. And yeah. we're like, charge us $3?
Yeah.
You're going to charge us? He goes, yeah, like Monopoly Junior, where I can charge you money. So, he got yeah. that game for his birthday, and it's like collecting rents. So, yeah. he's going to like charge us.
Rent for being in his
rent
room.
Rent for sleeping in his room. Yeah. So it was really cute, like how you put all that together. So,
yeah.
That was cute. Something not as cute, and another discussion we had to have with him had to do with strangers and stranger danger while we were at the condo and again while we were at a hotel. So we don't go out much into the real world. So there aren't really many opportunities for Bryce to encounter strangers without us.
Without us, right.
But I don't want him to be afraid of meeting new people. So if we label everybody that you don't know as a stranger, that could backfire on us.
Because he's literal.
Very literal.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to explain, okay, it's okay to meet new people. I want you to meet new people and talk to them, even if we don't know them. But where it's not okay is if anybody ever asks you to go someplace without mommy and daddy, then that's when it's dangerous. And he understands what dangerous means. So, for example, we were at the hotel and you had left to go down to the elevator and we were a few doors down from the elevator and he just bolted right out of the door to follow you before I could even stop him. And of course, I have to like get semi-dressed to go chase him, you know, down there. And I just was thinking, I mean, anybody could grab him in that time slot.
Yeah.
You know, and he is just so focused on going and catching you, but I had to get him and bring him back in and explain, buddy, you cannot leave without us. You see all these doors? Somebody could come out of that door and try to take you in their room. So we kind of had that same discussion at the condo. Not that I think anybody was necessarily going to do that, but I don't know everybody. So I have to try to instill that. So I'm telling him that, and I said, you know, if somebody says they want to give you something, they want to give you candy, you know, the typical things are said. And then I thought, well, Bryce will, honestly, Bryce has told two people lately, no, I don't eat candy. That's not good for me when they've offered it to him. So if a stranger said, here, come here, I want to give you candy, Bryce would be like, no, I don't eat candy. That's not good for me.
Right.
So I thought I better take an approach that if somebody is really studying up and wanting to get this little boy, they would say, come here, I want you to come in my room. I'm going to show you this new, check out this new video game. I said, so if they said that, you would say, no, I have to go get my mommy or daddy first, and then I can see it. And then you leave, and you go and run, and you find us, okay? So then he says, mommy, I would go look at the video game because I want to know what it's like, and then I would come and get you. And my heart sunk a little, and I thought, gosh, he is just so vulnerable, like most kids. Usually by 8, you're kind of clued in more. I think the only way you get kids that are 8 that are neurotypical is if you come in a police uniform or a trusted person uniform and say that your mommy was in an accident and I need to take you to the hospital, something like that, you know? But just to like come in my room, normally you're going to have red flags going, no, I don't know you and I'm not going to go in there with you. If you say that to Bryce, you know, he would. And we were talking about that with Miss Jackie, who came over tonight. And she goes, it's very tricky with autism, the autistic brain, for them to just differentiate when it's okay, when it's not okay.
Yeah.
And we just got to keep working on that. That and the 911, which we're still working on. Think he really understands
what's
he can't
a
call.
True emergency.
Yeah,
and like how to talk to the dispatcher.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of chuckled when you started that story because you were talking about him darting to an elevator, and I don't know if we ever told the story of when we were in the hotel.
No, we didn't.
Do you know how old he was?
I want to say probably three.
Three.
Two
so
or three.
So we were in this hotel, and Bryce, like she said, he was about 3 years old. Sandy was in the shower, and Bryce, you know, he was getting hooked on elevators, and it was first thing in the morning. He was in his jammies. I was in my underwear, and he bolts out of the door of the hotel. And
out of our room, not out of the hotel.
No, yeah, out of our
room.
Into
the hallway.
Sorry, into the hallway to go see the elevator.
Right.
And I'm like, Bryce, come back. And I swung open the door and I ran out after him and I heard the ka-clunk behind me and I'm in my underwear. I did not have a key. And so I'm like, Bryce, Bryce, come here. I was trying to be quiet, but firm, you know. She was like across the hall. I ran across the hall to get him. Pulled him back over to our room, and I start knocking on the door. And I didn't want to knock too loud because then people would be like looking out their door. I'm like, Sandy, Sandy. Knock, 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 knock.
And I had no clue. And I'm in the shower, so the water's pouring down, and I couldn't hear. La, la, and la, I la, thought la. I heard my name, and I thought he was at, like, the bathroom door. So I'm like, dude, I'm taking a shower. I'll be out in a minute. Gosh. But he didn't hear that response.
That was an eternity.
I come out and I hear him. It's not. I open that door and he's not standing there. And then I'm like, where is he? And I hear boop, 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 Sandy. So we do still laugh about that sometimes when we're at hotels. Like, don't forget the key.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
That was crazy. Part of our crazy life.
Part of our crazy
anyway,
life.
Anyway, yeah, so.
Yep. I just had a couple more things here, but I think we're about wrapped up. One thing we're working on, I don't know if other people encounter this, but Bryce thinks everything is a race. And so we're having to diffuse that because that has led to more than one meltdown or temper tantrum or fall to the floor kind of thing.
He was thinking everything was a race, but he wasn't telling everybody it was a race.
So he would get upset if you went to the door first, if you ate your food first, if you buckled your seatbelt first.
Right.
Anything would set him off. So we had to explain to him again with logic, it's not a race. Unless everybody knows that you're racing.
Yeah.
And then if you tell them that it's a race, then it can be a race.
Right.
Because then they're going to race with you. And we have diffused that. So again, you know, it's about giving those tips, but that's what worked for Bryce.
What's next? What's going to happen next?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, I know. Anyway. So, you know, that and we're dealing with perseveration on the same topic over and over again. So that's probably like, I'd say that's our
that's
top.
That's just his game, though.
No. That's like our top headline. Okay, so like when we were at the condo, they
top
have
headline?
Signs. Yeah, to
You're
me, it's
it
one
for
of
last?
Our top. No, I mean, in
what
other
are you
words,
talking about?
Top behavior headline that we're working on.
All right.
Because it's the, which again, if that's going to be the worst, great, but
so
it's
tell
still
me what
a pain in the butt. Okay, so remember at the condo and they had the signs everywhere and like the one said, he can still quote it. Like, you have no bare feet, no wet clothing.
So he's reading signs.
No. He would repeat it over and over and over again. He would repeat it when we will leave the building, when we
so
come back
into
the building.
So what's he repeating now?
Well, because we're not at the condo, he's not repeating those signs. So now it's all about Roblox. When can I play Roblox?
Oh, well,
I
want to
play Roblox.
Now we just got to wean him off his screen. That's
I guess my point, you're trying to wrap this up, but I'm trying to make a point that that's what we're dealing with is like the repeated request or the repeated thing over and over and over again.
I don't remember that. Well, I do remember that, but I don't see it as a problem right now.
Well, not today. We're kind of recapping for the past month.
Okay, you said it was our top thing.
Oh, well, it is a pain in the butt right now. If he asked me one more time how many times can I play Roblox, when am I playing with Michael?
It's just the game, babe.
But you know what I said to him last night? It's not just the game.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's his hot topic right now.
Yeah.
It'll change tomorrow when we get him off of that one.
Okay.
But what we're doing with him on that is Melanie has told him he can only repeat the request two times and then he has to stop. So last night when we were at mom's, he was like on it again. It was probably the seventh time. So I asked him, I said, so Bryce, tell me, you've already asked me that, correct? Yes. And I already gave you an answer, correct? Yes. I said, okay, so how many times did Miss Melanie tell you that you could repeat that question to me? Two times. I said, okay. So next time you repeat it to me again, then I'm going to have to put it on my phone and I'm going to have to mark it so that she knows that you keep repeating that to me because you can only do it two times.
Yeah.
And I'm sharing this because it's a legit thing. Honestly, it can make me nuts. So maybe I'll just go have him ask you 72 times in a row and then it might become your headline instead of my headline. But yeah, it's making me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, but I'm glad that she told him that and he hears and listens. Okay, go ahead.
I'm good. I'm
nope,
good.
Nope. Go ahead.
Good. It's just this game, and no other part of my day is he repeating anything. So that's my claim, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, go. You can go with that.
All right, people. That's a wrap for episode 75. And thank you for listening, and leave us a review if you get a chance. We surely would appreciate it, and we look forward to
I'm sorry you can't wrap it up because I made one more commitment
to you soon.
No, sorry.
Okay.
I have to do a quick announcement here
because
we got a book that was sent to us.
Oh yes,
Spectrum Fairies.
Yes.
And I want to say thank you to Diana for sending this to us. And it was very sweet. It's like a paperback book, very sweet story about...
Go ahead. You don't have to rush. Tell them about it.
Okay. About the fairies. And they all have different special skills. Mm-hmm. And then it's also a story just saying, you know, just be yourself. And then other people will like you.
So there's not to set expectations for your behaviors and yourself. So, like, people will like you the way you are.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody has their unique traits. Yes. And it definitely promotes acceptance.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
And it's called Spectrum Fairies.
By who?
Well, Diana, and her last name is, and I might butcher it, and I apologize, Ada Hortua.
Okay.
But I'm going to type it out, which I do better at typing than pronouncing sometimes. If it's not Smith, you can lose me sometimes.
We'll put it in the show notes.
And I'll put it in the show notes, and I'll put a link for it. And,
awesome.
So I think we will also like to give it as a giveaway.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah, let's do it as a giveaway.
Okay. So in the past, we've done giveaways. It's been a couple months because of our chaotic lives. But how do they do
that? So what age would you say that's for?
Oh, you could read it. I'm going to say for Bryce, it was a little lost on him because he doesn't know what a fairy is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I think it's just kind of sharing the story itself.
So it's more for the parent to read to the child?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they're older, like 9 or 10 or something, but.
Yeah.
But anyway, how do they get in touch with us for it?
Yeah. So parentingautism@att.net. If you're interested in that, submit your name to us that you're interested in our giveaway for the book. And we'll put your name in the hat, and next episode we'll announce the winner.
That sounds
and we'll
like
send it to you.
Perfect. That's a great plan.
Cool.
Okay. Now I'm officially done.
Roger that.
Okay. All right. Thanks everybody.
Thanks for tuning listening, in. Guys.
We've missed you, and we'll be back again soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.